again, Mike O'Connor, another Geezer Cast. On this fine Sunday, a wonderful day. Partly because things are going pretty good here on the farm, and partly because we had a pretty darn good election last week. So I think I may be out of the whining about polls zone on this show, at least for a while. But, you know, on the farm, we had snow. We had a lot of snow this weekend, which is kind of nice because for the last 3 or 4 years, we haven't had much snow up here at all. And be kind of nice to get back into the groove. But the only problem was that all of the snow stuff broke. So I cheerfully trundled out to the barn to start up the tractor and discovered a dead battery and the alternate device, the gator, tended to get stuck because the snow was too deep. So I used the power track, which is a new approach. I'd never done that before, and actually it worked out really well. It worked out so well that I groomed trails up above, which I hardly ever did before because I didn't really have a good device to do it. The only problem with using the power track to do that is that I slid off a trail way up at the top and wound up sort of falling down the hill, slip sliding down the hill. And by the time I got back to the barn, the power track has eight tires. It's got two on each corner. And of the eight, four of them were flat. So this morning I confronted a garage full of broken stuff, and it's all fixed now. All the tires are reinflated, and I got the battery going on the Kubota tractor, and I got the snowblower on the tractor, which is like a huge project. That's really what I was trying to do before. And I had to go out and buy a battery charger because I must have given away my battery charger. So I have a nice little battery charger now. So, you know, all of that kind of taking care of the stuff's done. Although I do sometimes get a little grouchy about the fact that, you know, there's all this stuff and how nice it would be to just sort of sweep all the stuff away. But then once it's fixed, I forget about that because I really do enjoy doing the stuff that we do here at the farm. It's great. And so that kind of wrapped up a really good week. I have to admit that one of the things that made me so grouchy about the last few years is the sense that the gang that's in power or was in power was really trying not just to do things their way, but also to make it so that the Democrats could never regain power again, ever. You know, they were changing the rules in Congress. They were charging along, sort of stacking the Supreme Court with like-minded folks. They were busily redistricting the country so that it would make it harder for Democrats to get elected. And I was sort of beginning to wonder whether we weren't seeing the beginning of the end of the two-party system here. And so I just think that the elections last week were great because the Democrats just swept the boards. They took back both houses of Congress, which I don't think anybody was anticipating, and ran pretty effective campaigns against the sort of Republican machine, which I was pretty nervous about that too. You know, the Republicans have always had the edge in terms of sort of the direct marketing, get out the vote, motivate the base kind of stuff. Democrats have always played catch up in that area. And I was nervous right up to the very end that the Democrats just wouldn't be able to get the vote out. But, you know, that's the advantage of having a system where when people are cranky, they can vote for another person. And you'll recall from the many other geezer casts where I was sort of reading the polls and scratching my head and saying, you know, I don't get it. I'm in the majority, and yet the government is 100% dominated by the opposition party. What is up with that? And it was nice to see sort of us in the majority stepping in and saying, no, not anymore. Thank you very much. So I stayed up really late on Tuesday night. I finally dug out the B&B and hoisted a celebratory glass, mostly to you, my unborn grandchildren. I don't think that 100% Republican rule would have done that much damage in the next few years. But, you know, as this sort of constant erosion takes place, the sort of connecting the dots trend that I was seeing was a situation where we basically didn't have much in the way of rights, we didn't have much in the way of privacy, we didn't have much in the way of being able to get out from under the thumb of the government, a belligerent government that was basically putting us crosswise with the rest of the world. You know, I could just see trends that made me quite grouchy. And while we don't have the administration yet, and may not get it in the next election, I'm at least hugely heartened by the fact that the campaign that the Bush administration was on to sort of cement a Republican majority forever didn't work. And I think that's really good for the country. I really like the idea of two strong parties rather than one strong party. Hopefully now we can kind of get over some of the rhetoric. The rhetoric is still pretty harsh, and I'm hoping that the Democrats will stay pretty close to the middle ground. We've got a whole bunch of really good, solid, middle-of-the-road Democrats coming in. There's my absolute favorite new senator is a guy named Tester, who was elected from Wyoming. And maybe you, my unborn grandchildren, will know of this guy. He seems like a guy that's destined to do a lot of good stuff. I hope he does. He sure fought a hard campaign in, not Wyoming, Montana. It was a very close election. I don't think anybody thought that he was going to win. He didn't take any national money at all, which I thought was pretty cool. Just seems like a good, solid Montana moderate Democrat. And I have high hopes for him and the new crop of, there's quite a crop of people in the House. I don't have any names to pick out of that gaggle, but you know, I'm hopeful that this is sort of the equivalent of the 1994, I think it was, election where the Republicans took the House away from the Democrats. And again, you know, I think having a divided government's not a bad idea because it keeps the other side honest, it keeps them moderate, and actually Bill Clinton did a fair amount of cool stuff until he got impeached. But I think that was his own darn fault. So anyway, I'm hoping that I can stop whining about the fact that I seem to be in the majority on the polls but don't have much in the way of government representation. And that's a good thing. So that's it, my unborn grandchildren. I'm really hopeful that we won't go quite so far off the rails between now and the time that you listen to these podcasts. Anyway, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. See you the next time.